better treat her like an angel and keep her home at any price.
Anson Funderburk and little Daryl Knowlish. Way back when, Anson and the Rockets in 1979, recorded live way out there on the flat plains of East Texas, or I should say West Texas. I think East Texas is sort of hilly and daily. We were here in studio with Joe Trischler and company, and I think we're just about ready to let them make your mark, brother.
To play a song, Dave.
One, two. A one, two, three.
Mary Ann, oh Mary Ann, I'd love to take you home, but I know you got yourself a man. Well, I'm 5 foot six and he's 6 foot five. I don't think I'd ever make it out alive, but I need you, so it's driving me mad, Mary Ann. Frying pan, standing in the doorway with her arms crossed. How could I forget who's really the boss? That's why I need you so very bad, Mary Ann.
Trischler and Dudes and company. We're not going to have to pay Ray Sharp any royalties on that, are we?
I don't think so.
Well, Mary, whether it was Lou or Ann, seems to be a sort of a popular popular title back in those days, huh?
She got
and these
around.
Days too, man. Joe Trischler and company, live from the station and studios of WYSO.
Can I introduce some people in here?
You sure can. It would help me a lot.
All right. On the bass, we have Mr. Anaconda Kyle Eldridge from Enon, Ohio. On the keys, we have WYSO's own Peter Hayes.
I recognize that guy.
I don't. And on the drum, I would never admit that I recognize him in public. And on the drums, we have the legendary Gregory Duke Dewey, and we're going to get back to him a little later.
All right. Good enough. Live from the performance space at WYSO. It is none other than Joe Trischler and company.
Does that mean we got to play another song?
Would you mind?
Little girl, don't you understand? I want to be your loving man all by myself. All by myself. I don't need anyone around me, gonna do it all by myself. I got a gal, she's a 6'4". In the kitchen with her feet out the door, all by herself. All by herself. She don't need anyone to help her, gonna do it all by herself. Do it, Peter.
past one. You and me are gonna have a lot of fun all by ourselves. All by ourselves. We don't need anyone to help us, gonna do it all by ourselves. Peter, one more time!
But you've got all those people with you. You're not by yourself. Come on, man. Joe, I got to say, you're gonna. If we get into any kind of an in-depth discussion about rockabilly, or if we try to define this music to in any, if we try to restrain it, we're going to put limits on things, man. And you're covering so many bases. You've got it. What can I say? Trainiers, yes. Ray Sharp, yes.
You're too kind, Dave. I feel like I'm a jack of all trades and suck at all of them.
Well, I would only agree with the first part. I think that I made a little note to you tonight, man. I think that you're in the process of mastering the art of the Walter Mitty existence.
Oh,
you go from rational to creative at the flip of a coin, at the drop of a hat, or maybe in a split second, and I have a whole lot of people respect you for being so adept at those forms, man. So my hat is completely off.
Thank you, Dave.
Bless you, brother. And you can play too.
Well, what, do you want us to play another song?
No. You're okay. I thought you were through after two.
Okay, that's what I thought. Man, these are really awkward silences. I guess I don't know.
Well, I have to admit that we've had some folks in here that, you know, 6-minute songs are sort of the norm that we've become accustomed to. So you'll got to let Peter give Peter 64 bars, huh?
We can do that on this next one. We can do that. We've switched bass players. We've got Jerry Green up here now.
Yes. Yellow Springs' very own, Jerry Green. Sorry, that's, Jerry.
It's.
I'm seeing you from the back of the room. There you go.
We got him because we're going to do a song off a record that I did in 2006, and he played on this. He and Peter actually both played on this track. So, yes, in the Magnolia Bolthead days, if you remember that band, yes.
I certainly remember the name. That caught my attention immediately. Still does, matter of fact.
So we're going to do this song, which is off a record from a while ago. And, man, I feel very awkward. Dave, I don't know what, there's too many silences before the songs. I'm very sorry. I'm very bad at this.
I used to be able to dance, man, but my feet have given out. It's part and parcel to getting too old. So our listening audience is just going to have to deal with this this split-second quietness. It's so everybody can catch their breath.
Maybe,
that's all.
If the next time there's an awkward pause, I'll go on a rant about the electrical engineering that went into my amp I'm playing through. How about that?
Well, let's start a little more basically, and we can talk about Paul Bigsby.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes.
We could spend a whole night just talking about the guy that designed your twang bar there.
That's
huh?
Right.
Visual Radio, WYSO, at Joe Trishler and Company. Joe Trishler and the dudes.
I said a yak, yak, yak when my baby starts a yakking. It's all I can do to stay awake. I said a yak, yak, yak when my baby starts a yakking. It's about all I can take. I said a yak, yak, yak when my baby gets a yakking. Brother, I need a break. She pops it to the north, she boogies to the south. But who's got time for popping when she's running that mouth? I said a yak, yak, yak when my baby starts a yakking. All I can do to stay awake. Shake it when she's running that mouth. I said a yak, yak, yak when my baby gets a yak. Think I'm gonna lose my mind. I said a yak, yak, yak when my baby gets a yak. Yakking most all the time. Yakking Peter!
Certainly didn't sound like it was howled. 2006?
Yes, sir. Recorded at Sound Space just down the street with Hertzler.
Chris Hertzler and
That's
company,
right.
Yeah.
And Chris, just a little technical detail on that. Chris was so terrified to mix live to a mono tape recorder. And I was like, man, just do it. He's like, okay, but I can't commit to any gain changes during the recording. I said, dude, turn up the sax solo. Turn up the guitar solo, man. Just ride the faders, man. It's like, I can't commit to a gain change during the recording.
Well, he should know by now that there's a whole lot more of a dimension than, and God bless the book nook, but this has got some a little bit of energy going on to it, and maybe had to move the walls out just a little bit, but I'm sure he adjusted properly.
Came out great.
It sounded great in here. Juliet's done a wonderful job again. And
yeah, we should give more shouts out to Juliet.
I think I embarrass her sometimes. I mean, I want to give her a crown, you know, Juliet Fromholtz.
She does all the live mixes for all of the hall passes, right?
Absolutely.
And, man, mixing on the fly is no joke.
It's not a joke. It's a tenuous affair that requires a lot of very fine tuning, and she's in here doing it.
And
doing it to death.
And that's how they made records 50 years ago, before people were wussies.
Yeah, well, there's a certain amount of, there's an anal quality to this music that makes it so great, man. I don't want to go off on talking about the guitar just yet, but we want to get to that because it's a fascinating piece of equipment you got there. And is it a direct derivative? I guess I will. Is it a direct derivative of the Bigsby design?
Well, aren't they all?
Well, yes, at least the six-sided tuners surely are.
That's right. Well, and I did mine a little bit. I had a little bit of,
You got a reverse headstock thing going on there, upside down and backwards. I would expect no less from you, Joe.
Well, what musical ghosts from my past could have possibly influenced that?
This is visual radio. I would have to say it would probably would have come from Fullerton, California.
It may have. It may have.
Upside down and backwards forever, man.
That's right. Oh, no, you know what? This was built by a buddy of mine that works at the Air Force Museum. His name's Casey Simmons, and about, I want to say 10 or 12 years ago, he decided, you know, I think I can build a guitar. So age 22 or 23, no training, never went to luthery school, just bought a bunch of wood, built a guitar in his dad's basement, and it was so good.
Wow.
I said, man, you need to build me one with my name on it.
A while back, I had a gentleman coming over to the shop from I think he was in Indianapolis, and he was a over-the-edge fanatic about Paul Bigsby's guitar designs. And at that point, that's been about 10 years ago, there was somebody over there that was building reasonable facsimiles of Paul Bigsby's designs from the late 40s. You've never heard anything about him, have you? This was before the internet.
Where was this guy?
Indianapolis?
No. There's a guy in Brooklyn, I think, named, he calls himself Guy Guitarno. And he built like a replica of Grady Martin's double neck.
All right, yeah, familiar with that.
Absolutely amazing. I saw that when I was playing at the rodeo.
I can tell you right now, man, it's going to be very easy for you and I to get off on a tangent here.
That's
and lose maybe a percentage of our audience, but there is a lot of listeners that are into the gear thing, man. So this has got to be visual radio.
Visual radio.
It's certainly aural. Beautifully aural. And I'll turn it back over to you. I'll shut up for a second.
Hey, you want us to play a blues song since this is a blues show?
I think you've already played blues. We're not going to define the categories that way. Yes, please do.
All right. This is off my latest record, which, if I can be a capitalist for a moment, you can always visit crazyjoe.org for more information.
I will. I have. I am. I do.
They say you always want the very thing that you can't have. Well, they say you always want the very thing that you can't have. I could have had you once before, babe. Now you got another man. Now I feel like such a fool. I just didn't understand. Now I feel like such a fool, baby. I just didn't understand. I was too blind to realize right there in my life.
put that fine thing right in your lap.
I was too blind. blind to realize you were right there in my life.
Beautifully done, Joe. Now, at the risk of, do you think that the flatted third is more easily attained by actually fretting a different note or by bending the string?
Oh.
Come on, let's get heavy on them, man.
Well,
that was beautiful.
Flatted third implies that I actually know anything about music, Dave.
Okay, well, we'll skip over that, huh?
I'm pointing at Julie because she's got to reposition the drum microphone in front of,
I understand.
In front of our drummer's face.
Well, we're gonna get around any kind of silent pause here. I've had so many things on my mind to talk to you about, man. But I have to remember that it's that we're trying to visualize this whole thing for people that are listening. It's a whole different dimension, but. Certainly, man, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention how many people don't understand that rockabilly is essentially blues. You want to defend that?
I don't have to defend that.
Well, I'm involved in a organization, Heartfelt Brothers, they are, Dayton Blues Society, and I actually had one of them who will remain nameless come to me and say, but he's rockabilly, isn't he?
Yeah.
I said, well, what do you think rockabilly is? It was, for lack of all-encompassing terminology, early 50s Caucasian blues.
Exactly.
I know I didn't take the words out of your mouth, but
well, the thing is,
are the things I think about.
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of rockabilly purists that go to all these festivals and wear 1956 underwear, and they wouldn't categorize anything I've played tonight as rockabilly anyway.
Well, but
in their world, you gotta, you have to have, the
cat clothes.
Yeah, and the slap echo guitar tone and slap bass and play in that specific style. You know what I mean? We got some hillbilly songs we're gonna play later on.
Joe, don't categorize. Be careful. Don't paint yourself into a corner, man. It's just beautiful music, and I hear everything from the Trainiers to. The Little Richards backing group. I mean, I hear everybody, So I hope I'm without limitations.
I would hope so, Dave.
And I built you up all these years, brother, so...
I can't live up to it, man.
Yes, you can. You
no,
do.
No,
you do.
No. Well, you know what? We're going to feature our drummer tonight, Mr. Gregory Duke Dewey, on a vocal song. Because you know what a drummer usually says when he steps up to the microphone?
I'm afraid.
Would you like fries with that?
And what does Dewey say?
I say, yeah, with...
I say, yeah, yeah.
I need some ketchup.
Now, if you don't know Duke is a 50-year music veteran. He played at Woodstock with Country Joe and the Fish. And he played in one of Marty Balin's bands post-Jefferson Airplane called Bodacious DF, and he played in Grootna, and the man has been around. And now he's hitting an all-time career low playing with me.
I think he would as we all would, to differ with you in that regard. But I have to say that I was at Woodstock 2, or Woodstock 1, actually. We were sitting at the kitchen table at a farm on Grange Hall Road on a Friday night. We hitchhiked up there, got there Saturday morning, and left right after Joe Cocker. Well, right during Joe Cocker. But so I was there with you, brother.
Yeah, you bet you left while it was raining or something.
And you promised me a pair of drumsticks.
Okay, you got some.
This is a song that Duke just recorded in my...
studio.
Living room.
Yes.
It's called a studio.
Yes. In the Trichler Precision Engineering World Headquarters. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And, yes. Duke, when are you putting this thing out, man? When are you going to put it?
I'm putting it out maybe the next time we play. I don't know.
All right. I guess it depends on your definition of out.
Yeah, I mean.
There we go. Right. That should be good for an hour.
I want to sign a contract first. Doesn't matter as long as I don't make any money.
Where's Joe McDonald when you need him?
Yeah, well, I could call him.
Are we going to do this one, man? Are you ready back there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready, Jerry?
Yeah.
Are you going to slap that thing? All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Duke Dewey. That's what I've got written down here. So I'm doing pretty good. I have Joe Trischler, Jerry Green, Duke Dewey, Kyle Eldridge, and, of course, our Weissel's very own, if we can claim him, Peter Hayes. And you want to – have you done much recording outside of your own self-created atmosphere?
No.
Okay. That's a good one-word answer. I just wondered if you'd ever taken this ensemble over to Sound Space and how he would adjust to this, because I think Juliet is doing such an incredible job. I think that if the pet war doesn't really produce what we hope it will, maybe we can go into the recording business.
Exactly. And Juliet is the chief engineer. She's the chief engineer and cleans up all the beer bottles afterwards.
Joe Trischler.
Hey.
And who do we have adding to the ensemble at this point?
Well, we have – what are you doing? Oh, I've got this. Well, Duke recorded – and Duke did another song. Now, this is – we're going to do another Duke Dewey song. Now, this is a song – Duke, you did this in 1971 with Grootna, right? And what was the name of the singer in that band?
Her name was Anna Rizzo. Anna Rizzo.
And where is she now?
She's in California, in Mill Valley.
Now, what group was that, Joe?
This was Grootna. This was post-Country Joe and the Fish, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and it was Columbia Records, Grootna.
Around the time of Madura.
Okay, sure.
The infamous double album that... went belly up immediately.
Yeah,
they spent a lot of money back in those days.
Yeah, they.
Well, they should have.
Especially if you're going to go belly up.
Well, so we've got a local celebrity named Amy Deercup, and she's going to sing on this song. She's the one who cut the vocal on Duke's re-recording of the tune that's going to be on his number one hit single when it comes out. It's probably going to be a number one hit in Go's Station and Byron and Donaldsville. And
certainly have to carry on the Go's tradition.
That's right.
Joe Trischler and the Dudettes.
That's
Bye.
Listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And the beyond right now is really beyond. And Amy, that's all I have is a one name for Amy. Want to give me her last name?
Deer Cup. It's like a deer in a cup.
Deer's Cup. Amy Deer's Cup.
That's right. Local celebrity.
I have to back up here a little bit. Now it's Duke Dewey, correct?
Yes.
Now, when you were doing some recording for Columbia back in 70 and 71?
Yes. That was Duke.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Well, is this on? Yes. That was with Groot Nah.
I lived in Colorado at that time, and I was at the other end of 119. And as I remember... James Gersio had a ranch out there at the end of 119, the Caribou Ranch, and a lot of Columbia recording was done out there. Did you ever have the honor?
No, we
distinction of laying down tracks in that abode?
No, man. We were recording in the same place that the Jefferson Airplane recorded. Marty Ballin produced that album.
I got you. You were way out on the West Coast. Well, I was stuck there in the middle, but
I was in California. I mean, in California. Man. I was in California.
Gotcha.
Northern California called Bay Area. That's what it is.
That's when they were still talking about succeeding at the whole state out into the Pacific Ocean or something like that. I never made it quite that far, but I do remember a lot of Columbia work was done there at the ranch, and that was that last cut originally written that long back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the lead off track on the Grootner record, right?
I think so.
Was that done at the record plant in Sausalito?
That's where we did Bodacious.
Oh, and Sly Stone was next door?
Yeah, that was.
Many stories we cannot repeat on the air.
It is public radio. I guess from time to time we have to define the parameters. And you guys are really opening up a whole lot of musical parameters. It's so good to hear Jerry again and everybody, actually. And there's so much to talk about, but I think you're right, Joe. It's probably best left to the imagination. And I have some pretty staunch questions I'd like to fire at you, man. I probably will before the night's over. Do you feel like playing some more?
Yeah, you got me thinking about, the whole rockabilly thing.
You're not supposed to think about those things when you're playing.
Well, we might as well do a song that could actually Well, I know you don't like classification, so I'll just stop talking and start playing. How
about
that?
No, I'm with you, brother. You take it. I'll follow you.
Young and tender and not so wise like some old stewing hen. Because she done seen a lot of every rooster in the flock. Well, I like my chicken fried size when I get my skillet hot. Brought the fame to that frying chicken's name, but any little chicken fry size is pretty well near the same. Well, Gabriel blows his horn. If I don't like chicken fried size, brother, roasting ears ain't corn. Well, I like my chicken fried size when they're gathering round my pen. I like them young and tender and not so wise like some old stewing hen. Because she done seen a lot, every rooster in the flock. If I like my chicken fried size when I get my skillet hot. When I get my skillet hot, when I get my skillet hot, when I get my skillet hot, when I get my skillet hot.
I guess that would lead into a topical question. Is there ever a chick that's too young to fry?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, answer in a musical context, huh? If we've got it, this is not commercial radio, but Joe, I think it would be perfectly attuned to the moment if you told people how to get in touch with your product.
Oh,
don't mention any prices. Don't tell them it's free.
Well, for all of your
visual listeners,
yes, crazyjoe.org has more information about discography and equipment and my personal affectations and hang-ups than you ever wanted to know about.
Crazy okay, Joe. Well, let me fire this question at you. You've developed a very distinct and highly developed sense of so many things equipment-wise. Did you come up through like Les Paul Juniors and Fender Deluxe Reverbs?
Oh,
or did you skip that whole rung in the ladder?
I couldn't afford that stuff, man.
Back then, not that you're that old, but there was a time when Les Paul Juniors were $100.
Well, you know what? In like 1991 or two, when I was like in sixth or seventh grade, you could every once in a while find one for like $300 in like a back alley trading post. At least in Newark, Ohio, you could actually see that, or $100 Fender Mustangs, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. It's too bad that we have to talk about them in past tense.
Yeah.
But the internet, as you know, has created another hole for radio sensibilities, we'll say realm, and put that in quotation marks.
Well, remember, I was born in 1979, and how many years were you already in the business?
Oh.
Many.
About 6 or 8 months. Now, I've been doing this, I'm following you, Joe. You know, you may be a lot younger than me, man, but you're an influence on me, so be careful. Oh. I've been buying and selling guitars since 1969, off on a commercial tangent here, and I just recently moved from Franklin to 495 Miamisburg Centerville Road.
Oh, fantastic.
Come up and check the joint out and bring your guitar. We'll have, you know, we got plenty of space. We could have a showcase. I don't know. Do those things still work in this internet age?
Can I bring the Peacekeeper amplifier into your establishment?
Absolutely. It's a big place. Joe Trischler and company here on a very special Monday night. Peter, am I coming through real loud in your headset? Or don't you just don't like the sound of my voice?
Oh.
Blame it on
wuss.
Anyway, it sounds so good in here, you guys, and it's good to see you becoming animated. And I would take my hat off, but there's nothing underneath there but skin, so it's off permanently. If you'd like to knock us out with maybe 10 or 12 more.
How about a hillbilly song? How about a hillbilly song? All right.
Right.
Ready, boys?
Two, 1, 2, 3. You can try to break my heart. You can try to break my spirit. Talk about your loving past, but I don't want to hear it. Try your very best each day to break my heart in two, but I'll always have my guitar through and through. Take the sparkle from my eye, but I'll always have this old guitar until the day I die. I know you're probably thinking that this is all a joke, but I'll play my loving guitar till I croak. Take away the one thing that I love. My guitar was a gift from heaven above. I said my guitar was a gift from heaven above. I said my guitar was a gift from heaven above.
What could I say, Joe? How did you squeeze, Grady Martin, Speedy West, you haven't been alive that long to squeeze all those influences in to such a degree that you come up with your own style, man. And where's your pedal board?
Oh, yeah. I'm not smart enough to work any of those things, man.
I'm standing in here watching you, and I'm thinking, I'll bet she's got all. If I don't hear any effects other than what's coming off the edges of her fingers, which is the purest of effects, but I would be surprised if you didn't have them built into those amps, but I know you don't.
Well, I got a screen door spring in there, and I got some rutabagas and some baling twine and duct tape. And
I got to say, then you're putting my acumen to the test, because I'm hearing so many influences. But Les Paul is in there, but he utilized so many effects, but he was still the wonder from Waukesha.
I think that's right. Is that how you pronounce it? I've never known.
I don't know now either because I'm sure I just blew it out of the water. But
I thought it was Waukesha.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Well, I'll go with you.
All right.
But I hear so many influences in your playing, and it's a treat. And I thank you. And if you want to play some more, we'd certainly appreciate it. I don't see how there's nothing in here that I've got that can follow you up on this.
Well, we got one more song, and then we'll have played everything we've ever known. How about that?
That sounds great, man.
Hey, listen, I don't want to be cliche or cheesy or, well, I am in general, but, man, it's really a privilege being on here, Dave.
Well, bless you, brothers and sisters. I don't know why it took me 30 years to say, wow, maybe I should get some people to come in and play now and then. But we have this beautiful space. And we have a wonderful, wonderful individual in here.
Chief Engineer Juliet Fromholtz.
Yeah, it's a non-gender specific as far as the title. What do you say, Engineerette? Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. Anyway, Joe Trischler and the Dudes and Dudettes.
Hey, one more time. Gregory Duke Dewey on the drums. Peter Hayes on the keys. Yes, Anaconda Kyle Eldridge on the bass. What did you call Jerry? What did you call him earlier that I'd never heard that name before? Big Joe Green or something like that?
I said Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green? I've never even heard that name before.
Well, he was a lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mean Jerry Green.
Mean Jerry Green.
On the bass and Amy Deercup on the vocals. We're going to do one more song for you. This is a song that I tried to play at the fifth grade assembly, and I had a drum machine, and everybody was clapping along too fast.
Well, here's your second chance.
And I started to cry, and I may cry this time too. Whoa, can I tune this one string?
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play the guitar just like a ring and a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny B. Good. Sit beneath the trees on the railroad track. Old engineer waving from the back of the train, strumming to the rhythm that the drivers made. People passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, that little country boy can play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny, be good. We'll be right back.
coming from miles around to hear you play your music when the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights saying, Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 Johnny, go. 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 Go, Johnny, be good.
Joe Trischler, Jerry Green, Duke Dewey, Kyle Eldridge, Peter Hayes, and Amy. The group, huh? For lack of a better, more descriptive terminology.
That's right.
Tribute to all things six string. No five strings in this band. Almost, we had almost a five and a half there, but it was tuned up perfectly.
Jerry's got an 11-string bass, but I threw it in Enon Beach.
I've seen Jerry play that many strings at once, actually.
No one wants to see that, my friend.
So do you have any sort of a commercial appeal that you want to get across to our listeners there, Joe Trischler?
Can I just tell everybody one more time to go to crazyjoe.org? And if you're wondering why I'm a .org, do you know any musician who's ever turned a profit?
No, not yet. Hopefully you will. You deserve it. We'll have to save the transformation from a professor to musician for another time. I'd be curious. You're going to have to share that with me in a very private context. I'd like to know how you go through that transition day in and day out.
Perhaps over 12 espressos we can talk about that. How about that?
It would take at least that many for me. Joe Trischler and Company tonight. Here we go.
Junior, wake up, baby. Wake up, Junior, wake up.